The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you. It is December 11th, Monday, and we've got a lot going on today that we're going to talk about, including wrapping up what happened at the QBE shootout, which was unofficial, the last official tournament, if you will, for this year before everybody gets back to business on the PGA Tour in Hawaii. So we'll talk about that unique format and the team, and Lexi Thompson playing very, very well as the lone female in the otherwise all-male pairings in that tournament. Speaking of very talented females, we have Taryn Schaefer with PGATour.com joining us here very shortly as well to talk to us about a lot of things that are happening, and most particularly that today is the day that big announcement came out, the RNA and USGA making big, big changes on the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, all USGA and RNA events, and a lot of that is European Tour as well, and a lot of that centers around the use of replays and who's going to be able to dictate the use of the replays, so we'll talk about that as well. Frank Bassett joins us, as always, from the lovely Nashville studios. How are you doing today, Frank?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing good. I'm back.
Everything good?
I'm back home in Alabama. No, it's where am I? Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee.
Indiana. Where am I?
I have no idea. Been in
You had the good tournament last week in South Carolina.
Santee, South Carolina. Wow.
Yeah.
Santee's great. Lake Marion Golf Club. All the folks there, shout out to
You'll
them.
You'll be going back, huh?
Yeah, you betcha. Thanks to all those guys, everybody there, Clarks and Santee. It was phenomenal. I've never been there. I was in shock. I mean, just great golf, great food, great people, and I played great. So it was really a fun time. Put a new driver in play, by the way.
Probably won't.
The new 917 Titleist.
Nice.
With a Basara shaft in it.
Nice.
And I was striking.
And it went
it.
Really well for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
See,
the thing is, it's kind of the new car smell, though, Frank, isn't it? I mean, you've got to see. Tell me, and everybody else, in like three or four more rounds or five more rounds, if you're still enamored, because doesn't it seem to be the case that wow, this is the greatest driver I've ever hit? Initially, when you're getting it and brand new and everything, somehow there's a magic involved with new clubs that sometimes fade, sometimes won't. But that's what I want you to tell me in another five or six rounds if it's still the greatest driver you've ever hit, or
well,
if it's, I don't know, there's something about it.
My AP1s are hitting great too. The
that.
New Titleist 718s, they're great. So,
yeah.
Got a bag full of Titleist over here.
Good.
So, anyway, but by the way,
shout
out for Tour Edge. Shout out for Tour Edge too. They gave away some really nice clubs. I have a Tour Edge Rescue in my bag that I was just striping too. It's a great stick. So, not only am I playing a lot of Titleist, Tour Edge.
That's what you have to do.
New balls. Gloves, shoes, came back with four new pairs of shoes, FootJoys, wind shirts. They gave us
they gave
us a lot of swag, man.
You get free equipment. I mean, get new equipment every time you play, and you'll be fine.
I think you're right.
It's that new car feel, right? It's something about brand new clubs that you're like, wow, I've never hit this ball. And then next round, just buy new clubs.
Okay.
Keep doing that.
Well, yeah,
Bill Gates.
Yeah.
There's no expense to that. Yeah, just
well,
that's why the pros are so good, right?
I have your American Express card. Don't worry about it.
Given to them.
I've got your American
given
Express
to them,
card.
Man, go ahead. Go crazy. Go nuts. Have at it.
Yeah, man.
And we're not going to talk a lot about the NFL. I almost wish we had Earl Forsey with us today, but we'll talk to him later this week. His Redskins keep going down, and I just love listening to the to the pain in Earl's voice. Of course, with PGA Tour Radio, but he's a big Redskins fan and works out of Washington, D.C., Chargers beat the Redskins yesterday. Cowboys won, beat the Giants. Giants are just got awful.
What about
terrible?
What about and Buffalo and Indy?
Unfortunately, your Titans. Your Titans
suck.
Have been struggling.
Suck.
Yeah, 12-7. They only got a field. I mean, only got a touchdown against Arizona. Not a much
terrible.
Of a game, but they've kind of been fading as well. But yeah, go ahead. Which is the game that caught your attention yesterday?
Buffalo, Indianapolis.
Oh my God!
In a foot of snow. Did you see that? That was
a
fun.
Winter Wonderland.
It was fun.
And I think that they call games so many times now just because of, you know, insurance policies. And if it rains, if there's lightning within 3,000 miles, they call the game. All this kind of, they used to play in everything, right? And swamp, water, it didn't matter. They were
Gators
playing
on field.
Finally, this is kind of a throwback that they actually let them play in easily a foot of snow. I mean, you could barely get through it without tripping over the snow. It was so thick in Buffalo. And, yeah, what a great, entertaining game to watch that one. It was amazing. About a three-yard pass was about as long as a pass as you could make.
Well, you couldn't see it. The visibility was like 10 feet.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
It was blowing sideways. It was blowing up, too, from the bottom, from the field, because there was so much snow on the field. It would swirl up from the bottom and hit you in your eyes. So
best game of the weekend. Best game of the weekend. Army-Navy. Army-Navy. Great game. Army wins again, second year in a row.
Yeah, same kind of weather.
Yeah, basically not quite as bad as Buffalo.
Field goal by Navy at the end.
Oh, well, he missed it.
I love watching those games when I'm sitting in 70 degrees.
Was it 70 in Dallas?
I don't. Yeah.
Oh, you dog! It was freezing here in Nashville.
Like that today.
It was gorgeous in Santee. Yeah. Then I came back, and that whole front came through, and then Santee got ice and snow. So I missed it all.
We do talk weather a little bit. That was a weird weather front, wasn't it? That went all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, and like Corpus Christi had 3 inches.
Yeah, Houston,
on the beaches.
Houston had snow.
It was nuts.
Crazy.
Houston, Austin, San Antonio, all the way. New Orleans got flurries, and
Mobile,
Atlanta got pelted with 5 inches. Yeah, it was really a strange. I guess every time there's more strange weather, but
I get entertained by watching the traffic cams. I go online and watch traffic cams in Atlanta just for fun.
You're the one.
I'm the one.
Yeah.
Just to watch them bounce. Yeah. Them. It's like bumper cars down there. It's just great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Atlanta's wonderful. So we'll talk more about it, but what a tournament this weekend. I mean, Steve Stricker and Sean O'Hare, man, come on. The old guy did it for us.
Extremely well.
Yeah.
At the QBE, beat Lowry McDowell. So it's a two-man, if you will. And by the way, Strick O'Hare opened with a 57.
I know.
It makes things easier when you open with a 57, whatever the format is. So then they kind of cruised to a two-shot victory over Shane Lowry and Graham McDowell. The Irish boys came in second place. The good story there, or an interesting story, was Lexi Thompson playing with Tony Finau, and she played from the men's tees, and they finished in a healthy tie for fourth place, 21 under. They were 5 shots back, but beat a number of teams that were all men, including Bubba and Sneds.
Yeah, I saw that.
Kuchar English, all those guys finished below. So good for Lexi Thompson and Tony Finau playing. Of course, it helps when you got alternate shots, and Tony Finau is the guy hitting
430 yards.
He hits it about 390 with his 3-iron, so, yeah, it kind of helps.
He's also one of the nicest young men out there, too.
Yeah.
Tony Finau is just so
really
nice.
Great
guy. Yeah. And I was waiting for him. Graham McDowell and his partner, of course, dressed alike. They had the same shirts on. So I was waiting on Tony to wear pink.
Yeah.
Because Lexi had on pink. It didn't happen. So.
Yeah. I think she always seems to wear pink, doesn't she?
She does.
Maybe
it's
just me. It seems like she's always wearing pink. Yeah.
We'll talk more about the LPGA players. Brooke Henderson, think about that one.
Sure. Yeah.
She was on Morning Drive. The reason is Morning Drive this morning. It was a 30-minute Brooke Henderson segment, basically, it seemed like, for Skechers. They talked about golf shoes and fashion most of the time. Did you see that?
Yeah. No, I didn't see it.
I switched over so I could watch Fox News, but... Yeah.
Well, we'll be talking about Lexi a little bit more too, because she, of course, comes into play with the new rules implementing and the video replays and who can call in a video replay and everything else that's going on. Obviously, affected her pretty recently. So, so we'll talk about that as well. So, you want to take a break now, and then we'll get Taryn.
Yeah, let's
Schaefer on
let's
from
do that.
PGAtour.com.
Let's take
you
a quick break, and then we'll come back with Taryn Schaefer. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so Taryn Schaefer with PGAtour.com will be joining us when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett in our Nashville studios. We were talking earlier about the announcement today of major changes in the rules involving RNA, USGA, and mostly centered around video cameras and replays and how that's all going to be changing from where it's been in the last few years, which I think is well overdue. And I think a lot of people are going to universally applaud that is finally getting done and implemented at the beginning of the new year here just in a couple of weeks. And here to talk about that and other things that we may throw at her is Taryn Schaefer. She's a host reporter with PGAtour.com. Taryn, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, this is fun stuff. Taryn, last time I saw Taryn, Tim, was at the at East Lake, as a matter of fact, for the Tour Championship. Yeah, that was a fun time in Atlanta. And we'll see her soon at the Players' Championship. That's going to be a fun event, too. Hey, Taryn, for those of our listeners, I'm sure most of our listeners know who you are because you do such a fabulous job with the videos on PGAtour.com, and you add a lot of flavor to it. So you've just recorded your latest one, or filmed it this morning. What's the subject? As if I don't know, but what's the subject?
Well, we had a lot of trick shots and fans golfing in the snow this week because of the big winter storm that went across the United States this week. So we've got some fun snow golf in there. We also have some LPGA love going in there too. We've got, you know, Lexi Thompson was just participating in the QBE shootout down in Naples this week. She partnered up with Tony Finau, so that was fun. And we've got her in there and Bubba Watson, you know, just being Bubba Watson, being goofy. So, yeah, today's show is the good, bad, and unusual, and it's just like what it sounds. The good, bad, and unusual, weird, wacky stuff that happened over the week on the PGA Tour and just in golf in general. I like to put some fan videos in there, some trick shot videos. So it's a lot of fun. Also, some cartoon in our show today. So,
Uh-oh. Yeah,
I get to do a lot of fun and off-the-wall things with my videos. I also do a nightly recap show called The Takeaway for all of our social media accounts. And then once PGA Tour Live gets kicking again, I'll be doing correspondence for them as well, from, you know, interviews on site to stuff in studio. I also do a social media update for them too. So in addition to, you know, keeping up with all of the golf coverage, I also try to insert a little bit of fun with what's going on social media too and everything that I do.
Cool.
Wow.
That's a lot, Tim.
A lot
did
of
you
stuff,
hear
man.
All that?
That's
makes
too
us
busy.
Feel bad.
That's too busy.
Hey, you know what? We could send her trick shots. We can send some video of Tim chipping around the green. That's good for a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, not
hey,
meant,
spend
not
it
meant
on
to
it.
Be trick
I love
shots.
It. I want all yeah. the fan videos. Send them in.
There you go.
Hey, Taryn, did the cold weather that hit, and we were talking about that and how it dipped so far south, and you're in Orlando. Did you guys get hit with anything bad, or did it get a little bit chilly, or could you get out and play golf for people around there?
Yeah, so we're actually the PGA Tour is based in Jacksonville, Florida, so that's where I'm at.
Oh, my
right
bad.
Now.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, Jacksonville.
It is kind of chilly.
Yeah, Tim, Orlando, Florida, what? You know better than
seen,
that. It's Ponte Vedra Beach.
My bad.
You haven't arrived unless your prefix is 285 down there, buddy. There you go.
Oh, yeah, and we are so close to Georgia.
You got a whole speech about that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Taryn.
There's some freezing temperatures here this week, and I have been breaking. I'm a Midwest girl, so I was really excited for this weather because I kind of missed the seasons a little bit, and so I'm getting a taste of that. I've got a sweater on right now. I am a huge wimp, and I haven't gone out and played golf in this cold weather yet, but it's going to get up into the 60s this week, so I think I'm going to hit the links this week.
Yeah, it's going to be 60 here in Nashville, so I'm going to get out today, but then we get it drops to a high of, I think, 30-something tomorrow and snow. So I'm going today right after the show. But I remember those days. I lived down there a long time in Ponte Vedra, and I woke up one morning, Taryn. I was going to go play golf across the street at Sawgrass, and it was snowing in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. So you do get some seasons.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was scary. It was scary down there. So you do
yeah,
some stuff.
Yeah, they don't know how to handle the snow down here at
no.
all.
No.
Not at all.
Or the rain.
I'm like, bring it on.
Hey, you do some stuff with PGA Tour Live. I mean, a lot of stuff. So you get to work with one of our friends who does Talk of the Tour, John Swantek. Can we get John some new shirts for this next season? Do you think in spring for that, you know? Just trying to
you
set
like
you up.
You don't like Swan shirts? You don't like Swan shirts? Swan is the best. Yeah, they've got some pretty great Puma shirts that they were wearing last year on PGA Tour Live. I'm not sure what our apparel is going to be like this year. Haven't gotten the information on that, but I probably should. I'll get the inside scoop on that.
Yeah, we'll get some for Tim. He didn't get any new shirts last year, so he's still wearing the old PGA Tour radio shirts. Yeah. Sorry, Tim.
I just wear my tank tops most of the time is all I got. You know, we'll pull it out of the drawer. We're talking with Taryn Schaefer with PGAtour.com. And, Taryn, we were talking earlier about all the rule changes that they broke out as far as the USGA and PGA and RNA and everybody else, or all the tours, everybody pretty much is going to be using these in effect. And a lot of it focused on the immediate change in the video replay. How do you feel about that? And for people that are just catching up with it, basically they're not going to let anybody call in from anywhere like you have before and had the guy in Toledo affect the outcome of a golf tournament. They're going to actually assign officials to monitor videos that are on the broadcast networks. They're only going to use broadcast network replays. They're not going to use somebody's cell phone video or something else that somebody shot to make these changes. They're also not going to, the Lexi Thompson rule, they're not going to penalize somebody two strokes for not penalizing themselves for a rule they didn't know they violated, and it goes to the next day. So they've made some big changes. How do you feel about those?
I mean, I think they're all pretty much no-brainers. I think they're doing the right thing by making those changes. I applaud those changes, and I think they had to make those changes given the different things that have occurred, not just this year, but, you know, the past couple of years we've had a few instances like that. And, I mean, it's pretty much what other sports do. I mean, other sports, football, the referees use the broadcast footage and the cameras, the professional cameras there. When they look at replays, baseball, they have a designated, umpire in a video room. It's, centralized location for all of the games, and there's somebody constantly looking at video footage there. So it's just kind of combining what other sports are doing and making sure that we're only having the professionals look at this video and, not fans being able to chime in and such. So I think it's all pretty much a no-brainer, and I like it.
Hmm. Frank, you and I didn't talk about this much before in the earlier segment. Are your feelings the same? Yeah, I'm guessing that they are, that you think it's overdue and it's deserved and it's the way it should be.
Well, it's going to be hard to give back two major championships to two individuals that were totally robbed. I mean, I hate to be blunt about it, but it's far overdue to make those changes. Yeah, I agree 100%. It was time, and we need to make a few more. I'm like the anchoring rule. I don't know. Who knows? But the USGA stepped up, did the right thing. It's across all the platforms now. So it's going to be good for golf and good for the PGA Tour especially, because that drives me nuts to have somebody be able to call in from their in front of their TV. That's stupid. It doesn't happen anywhere else but did on to our family, and now it's fixed. So good riddance to the old and in with the new.
And the fact that they're implementing it now, again, they should have done it a few years ago, but the fact that they brought it up and didn't say, which normally seems to happen with USGA and RNA, which is, and this will be implemented in 3 years after we study it a little bit further and give it some, they're going to do it now. And so it's like it takes effect, and that's great that they're not going to delay it any further. I remember back when the incident happened with Lexi Thompson, and Justin Thomas said, you don't get somebody who can call in after the Alabama-Clemson national championship game last year and say, hey, wait, did you see that there was a pick on that last play by Clemson? It allowed them to score the winning touchdown, and they go back and change the outcome. No, you don't. It's like it happens and it happens. You let them go unless you have a replay of actual officials. So I don't know how they ever let it go as long as they did, where, the guy from Peoria can call and make some kind of a rules change. But that is implemented. Also, as I said, they don't penalize you now if you don't know that you did something wrong. The next day they don't come to you and say, okay, that's two strokes, and then two strokes because
huge.
It went the next
huge.
Day.
Yeah, that is huge. But Tim, they're still going to come back after you for stealing that driver from Nevada Bob's. So there, don't worry about it.
Nevada Bob's. I haven't heard Nevada Bob's in years. Wow,
I know, that's why I said that. Yeah. So, Taryn, what's big? What's new? What's exciting at the PGA Tour headquarters these days?
Well, actually, we just had our last PGA Tour. It was an unofficial event in the QBE. It was a shootout. It was a team event. But that was our last PGA Tour event of the season. This week, we have the PNC Father-Son Challenge, which is a PGA Tour Champions event. And that was actually a lot of fun. It's really cool to see, some of those legends like Jack Nicklaus and the likes go out there and play with their kids and see, you really see some of the traits and mannerisms and things like that from the legends that you grew up watching. You see it in their kids too. It's really neat to see how their kids sort of mirror them. And Greg Norman's playing this year. We haven't seen him play in a professional event in a couple years. So that'll be a lot of fun. He's going to be playing with his son. And so I also cover all of our other tours as well. So we have the Aruba Cup this week, which is the McKenzie Tour Canada versus the PGA Tour Latino America. So we still have another week of golf, even though we don't have the PGA Tour going on. And then we sort of go on like a 2 week winter break, and then we pick right back up with, you know, the Tournament of Champions there in the first of the year, the first week of the year. So, we don't get too much of an off season here at the PGA Tour, but looking forward to the holidays with family and friends. But, yeah, there's always golf going on.
Yeah,
no matter
what. You will be exposed. By the way, at the father's son, I'm looking forward to John Daly's son, who plays some golf. That kid can hit the ball. But poor Taryn is going to be exposed to a once-in-a-while fill-in co-host of this show, Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort. He lives in Orlando, and he will be looking for you there at the father's son. So watch out for Brendan. Be careful, Taryn. He's crazy.
It's like a warning.
Well, thanks for
like
the
a warning. Yeah. He actually Yeah, he's safe. He's okay. It's just a little weird.
He's a good dude.
He's not going to do anything too bad.
Tell him to give you a stay and play package at French Lick, and he'll be fine with you. Just say, I want three nights in spa.
I'm actually going to be in studio this week. I won't.
Oh, you're not going to be there. Oh, well, you're safe.
I'm staying home this week.
You're safe. We weren't going to give that away, but okay. I'm sorry, Tim. I didn't mean to step on you. Go ahead.
Host reporter with PJTour.com, and we're talking about the little bit of time off on the PGA Tour, and for a lot of the golfers that choose to play in some of these different tournaments as the QBE or other ones that they want to play in, otherwise they take a lot of time off. And we get started again in Hawaii. It also not only is a new year in 2018 and everybody going to Hawaii, but boy, everybody's still very intrigued by what's going to happen with El Tigre, Tiger Woods, and what happened. Your thoughts on not only how did he play at the Hero World Challenge and how you expected that he'd play. Were you surprised at all, or did you expect him to be about where he was? And what do you think? And we're all kind of still trying to read our crystal balls. What's Tiger going to do this year? But what do you think he is going to do? Is he going to stay healthy? Do you think he'll have a chance to actually compete, as a lot of people are kind of assuming now?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was very exciting what we saw at the Hero. And I was surprised. I really didn't, you know, we've kind of gotten used to hurt Tiger Woods. So this was the first time in a really long time that we saw a healthy Tiger Woods. And I think that that is the biggest thing that we can take away from that week, is that he kept saying he wasn't in pain. He didn't look like he was in pain. Saturday was really the only round that he kind of, you know, took a bit of a nosedive on that one, but then turned around and shot a 68 on Sunday. So that was another one of my concerns, was him being able to string together four straight rounds of 18 holes walking in competition, and he did it. So I think those are all spectacular signs, and he was out there just smashing the ball. So you know, he got
himself in situations
every now and then, but yeah, I think he looked great, and I think it's really exciting. And I'm excited because I've been here at the PGA Tour for about 2 years, going on my third season with them here. And I finally get to, hopefully, I'm hoping, cover Tiger on a semi-regular basis.
I'm excited to see what the reaction is with people like Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. I mean, when they see a healthy Tiger that they've never had to face before, when he gets out there and he turns on his psyche and starts playing the golf he knows how to play, I think it's going to be an awakening for some of these younger guys that are great players. I mean, we love Jordan Spieth. He's a great friend of this show, and Justin Thomas and the likes. But none of these guys have seen Tiger Woods play, the real Tiger Woods play, and I think he's back. I never thought I'd see
I'm
glad. I'm glad.
And these guys are, because of that, because they've never faced Tiger, and because they grew up worshiping and idolizing Tiger, they're all fearless, and they all have that edge to them, and they all want to win, but yet they all have fun about it too. So I don't know if that is a result of them not having to play against Tiger Woods, or if it's a result of them growing up and seeing how Tiger Woods did it. And now he's kind of taken on sort of a mentor role, which is fantastic, and you know, we saw his budding friendship with Jason Day. And then now lately, you know, all of that coming out with him practicing and playing with Ricky Fowler and Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson and everything down there at Jupiter. So I don't know. You're right. I'd be interested to see if, you know, because they grew up in a different environment in, you know, PGA Tour golf, if that is going to affect them or not. And I would imagine that it would a little bit, but hey, you know, that first round down in the Bahamas when Justin Thomas played with Tiger, JT also shot a 60, I think it was a 68 that day. He played well despite all of the hoopla and everything around it. So kudos to him on that.
Yeah, that's true. He said, remember in the press conference, he said, I'm going to whip Tiger's, you know what? We won't say that, but Fanny.
Yeah.
He's looking forward to attempting to whip Tiger's Fanny. And it didn't happen. I mean, Tiger played heads up with everybody, his ball speed, everything. Tim, it was that was an impressive first out of the chute round of golf for one of the greatest players to have ever touched a golf club.
I think Taryn's point is well taken in that the attitude of today's younger players, Spieth, Thompson, Fowler, and you can go on and on. And you go further down the list, they don't have to be major winners from Berger and a lot of these other, Kistner. I don't think a lot of those guys have the intimidation factor, and I don't mean this disparagingly, but the Ernie Els and the guys back in Tiger's heyday, we all know, were kind of saying either to themselves or to everybody, okay, we're all playing for second, right? We know that that was kind of a common phrase that people used back then. I don't think any of these guys will go into a tournament if Tiger's there and say, boy, if Tiger's here, I don't have any kind of a chance. I think they want to beat Tiger. They're happy that he's there because they want to be able to tell people, yeah, I won the so-and-so tournament. And, yeah, Tiger was there, and I beat him by four shots or whatever it might be. I think there's a total lack of fear about Tiger that makes this really intriguing. If Tiger can indeed stay healthy and play competitively now for the next few years, as we're hoping he can, I think it's going to make for some really – because, remember, Tiger was always the dead stare, scare people. While Rocco Mediate was trying to tell jokes walking up and down the fairway, Tiger had a scowl on his face.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really great to see, yeah, what these guys do when they're going up and down the 18th fairway with a guy like Tiger Woods and a majors on the line. It's going to be enormously popular, I think, for people. And golf may have a bit of a resurgence, which I think would be awesome. I'm curious, Taryn, from a social media standpoint, when Tiger was playing, did you see an upswing in that? Everybody seemed to want to care or comment on what's going on with Tiger when he was playing at the Hero World Challenge?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Social media engagement was through the roof. People that would never even have talked about golf on social media were talking about golf. He's a very polarizing figure, so it was I get entertainment out of just seeing the two polar opposite sides sort of give their opinion, because nobody else really draws, you know, that sort of reaction in golf, and very few in sports in general. So, you know, you've got your Tiger lovers and your Tiger haters. The Tiger lovers were probably a lot louder heard and a lot more prevalent on social media, but you know you've made it when you've got that many haters out there, if you know what I mean. You know that you are quite the popular athlete. So yeah, that's not any sort of reaction that we really get from any other players. So it was a lot of fun to see a lot of people really get into golf in December. You know, golf in December doesn't usually draw that much excitement, and it did. And it was a lot of fun. And people, everyone was, I think their expectations were, you know, he went over and above their expectations. So people were getting really fired up on social media, and a lot of people were like, he's back, he's gonna, you know, win on tour this season. Some people even saying he's gonna win a major. And then you had other people that were like, okay, hold on a second, we've got to take this one step at a time. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to see people reacting on social media. And it's been a lot of fun to see Tiger really open up a little bit more on social media, you know, as he was coming back and he was posting you know, his progression and videos and such on his social media. That's not something we probably ever would have seen from Tiger, you know, just a few years ago even. So it's really neat to see this new chapter for him as a golfer, as a person. So Tiger's given us a little dip inside of his life on social media, not anything too extreme, all pretty much golf, but that's been fun too.
Hey, Taryn, speaking of social media, where can people find you on Twitter and on Facebook?
Thanks. Yeah, people can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Just look up my name, Taryn Schaefer. And then on Twitter, I am under Taryn S underscore PGA Tour.
T-E-R-Y-N?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Yeah, I went to Ole Miss. I went to class twice in 4 years. So I learned to spell.
Taryn, majored in spelling.
Taryn's great. We first really were around each other at the Tour Championship at Eastlake, and asked her to come on the show, and she said, "Yeah, anytime, just call me." Well, one thing led to another, and it didn't work out for a while. We're doing the shows, so I saw Taryn tweet something out, so I just responded and say, "Yeah, you're joining us Monday," and she responded right back, Tam, and said, "I am." Okay. So we.
I was like, am I missing something?
I talked about
that. Did you set this up and I forgot?
I just shamed you into coming on this crazy show that lives on PGAtour.com also, where you live. But we only have 2 stars. You have 5 stars on your show. So that's good. You've got a better production.
Well, thank you.
You do a great job, seriously. And love the humor and the you put a likeability into what you do that makes everyone want to follow you. Really, you really do a great job.
Well, that is the ultimate compliment. I appreciate that. I have a lot of fun. We're not saving the world here. We're just covering golf, and I hope that people, take a little bit of positive vibes from what I'm doing, and that they have fun. Sports are fun. They're supposed to brighten our day.
Hear that, Tim? Did you hear that, Tim Matthews?
Exactly right. Exactly right. I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. Hey, Taryn, we do appreciate your time. And next time we have you on, we'll give you a little bit of time to speak to your favorite baseball team, the Cardinals, who you used to work for and who get beat up by the Cubs now more regularly. Thank you.
That's not nice, Tim.
Throw that one in there.
I'm just glad you guys didn't get Stanton. I'm just glad you didn't do that.
I know.
So. It's been a fun rivalry this past couple of years. We're going to have to get a little thing. You and Rob Bolton, the Cubs fans, I got to hold my own over here as the Cards fan.
Hey, I got to tell you, Tim, before she goes, let's see. There was a picture. Yeah. There was an incident in a World Series where somebody charged the mound, I believe, one time. A pitcher got charged, or the pitcher charged the plate. Do you remember that? Remember who that was?
No.
You don't?
This happened a lot. No, I don't know which one you're
referencing. This was in a World Series many, many years ago. How do you say his name? Adujar? Adujar? Never mind. If you don't know, forget it.
Oh.
We'll put it. We'll post it on Golf Talk America. Okay. We'll post it.
Andujar.
That's how you say it. Yeah. Cards are one of my favorite teams.
The Cardinals, you're saying.
Two great things came out of St. Louis. That's Budweiser and the St. Louis Cardinals. So there you go.
That's right.
We didn't say that on PGA Tour Radio, did we? Did we really say that?
Like a St. Louis love fest here. Wow.
If we don't talk to you, Taryn, before Christmas, have a very, very Merry Christmas, a great New Year, and all the best for you. I'm not going to say luck because you're too talented. You don't need it. But all the best for you in the coming season.
Well, thank you, guys. You too. Thanks for having me on. Seriously, anytime you need help or need somebody to come on, I'm happy to do it. And you guys are a blast. You're so much fun.
Thank you. We have a lot of fun in doing this thing.
Thanks, Taryn.
Thanks, Taryn.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
Same to
Take
you.
Take care, okay? You too. Right. You too. Taryn Schaefer. PGAtour.com, and that's where you can check her out.
Sweet person.
On, you'll see she has little videos and things that she does on there and keeps everybody entertained, as she said.
She does. She's very knowledgeable.
Sometimes we forget that in the world of sports.
Yeah. Yeah, we do, Tim. But she's so knowledgeable about golf, too. And she does a really good job there at PGAtour.com.
She does a good job.
And all those, the Swantecs and the Boltons and the guys that are around her down there, they really probably give her a whole lot of guff. But she stood up for John Swantec's shirts. I don't know about that one. So there, we'll get you some of Swantec's shirts. So tell me this.
She's too nice.
Yeah, she is too nice. Tell me this. So this week, the father's son, Orlando, Sweeney's trying to get me to fly down there for it. Can't do it. Had some things happen. I want to just, for just a moment, a shout out to Dr. Bob Reichard's family in Little Rock, Arkansas. Bob passed away this past week. He happened to be my oldest childhood and dearest friend in the world. And thoughts and prayers with Dr. Bob's family. Dr. Bob Reichard, not to be confused with Dr. Bob Winters, but Dr. Bob Reichard, who passed away this past week in Little Rock, Arkansas. And he was instrumental in helping me get this thing off the ground years ago when we started Golf Talk America. He was a great guy.
Is Brendan going to go to the father-son?
Yeah, Sweeney's going to be there at the father-son. I was going to go down, and I can't.
But he's going to be there unofficially, or he's got some official role? He's not working it or anything?
Well, he's going to report for us. He's going to report for us, for Golf Talk America. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a lot of work. Okay.
It is. That is a lot of work.
No, but I'm saying in his it's not anything about his role with French Lick Resort or anything like that. He just is going to be there, so he's going to go watch those guys play.
Well, they do it. French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana, FrenchLick.com. They do a lot of charity stuff and give away a lot of stay and play packages and auctions and all that. And yeah, they are doing that for this event for the charity. So he'll be there in official capacity as the director of player development and media relations for the French Lick Resort. Which, by the way, if you haven't checked it out for Christmas, check it out. Christmas, New Year's up there is unbelievable. It's beautiful at French Lick. So there you go. What are you going to do for Christmas?
I think you were talking earlier about John Daly. And
what do you? This show's all over the place today. We haven't done a show together in a week, so we're stepping on each other. There's a little delay too. I apologize for that. I don't know why that's happening. But what are you going to do for Christmas, by the way, before we get into the father son and load it up?
Yeah, not doing much of anything. I don't think we have. Our house is starting to be torn up, and we're getting remodeling going on right after Christmas. So we're kind of having to prepare for that, if you will.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You made fun of me when
I went through it. Happy New Year.
Yeah, there you go. I went through it. So, so anyway, yeah, the father-son.
You just got to kind of put your head down and.
Yeah, put your head down and go with it. So you can watch the father-son on TV at the neighbor's house.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I might be doing that.
Go to Steve Johnson's and watch it with Steve. So, by the way, when I was at Santee, I forgot to call Art Sellinger. He's only like 60 miles away from us there. I forgot to call him.
Yeah.
I wish I'd called him and had him come over and visit with us over at Santee. Art Sellinger, a good friend of the show and good buddy of yours.
He wouldn't have come.
He would.
Yeah. He's busy.
Drinks were free.
He's that would help. He's got his daughter playing basketball at Furman, so he's kind of engulfed with her basketball career right now. So yeah, depending on where Furman was playing, he might have come and saw you. But yeah, otherwise we're seeing you. But yeah, he's kind of caught up in the father daughter thing going on right now. But we got to get Art back on the show because now the rule changes that we talked about earlier. He's a big proponent.
Angry man
by the USGA. Yeah, so we need to get him on to see not only what he thinks about these, but what he thinks about other ones that need to be implemented as well. Because Art, go Art, talk about the rule changes, and then we're gone for about 30 minutes and come back, and Art's still going. So it's worth having him on.
Or we can have Earl Forsey. But you can tell I'm just out of it today. Earl Forsey on, and he can talk about the Redskins for about an hour. So, and that's okay. Boy, I bet Earl's painful. Probably suicidal by now. He's this is not good for Earl and the Redskins. Yeah, Earl Forsey is our buddy, host of PGA Tour Radio's play-by-play every week in and week out. He gets a couple of weeks off. He's happy camper though. So we'll get him on.
We also have to give a shout out to Dave Logue, executive producer for PGAtour.com and PGA Tour Radio, and involved in all the different broadcasts on PGA Tour. And he's a huge Eagles fan.
Oh,
and so he's a happy guy because the Eagles are looking pretty good this year. They did have Carson Wentz went down with an injury, and we're going to see how serious that injury was. Yeah, that could be a huge factor as far as the playoffs come, but he's happy with his Eagles because they have just been playing phenomenally well this whole season and have a phenomenal record. And so, yeah, just want to give them a shout-out. They beat the Rams in a shootout yesterday and actually clinched the NFC East. So they have replaced the Cowboys as the division winners this year already. Philadelphia's wrapped up the NFC East. So that's as much good stuff as I can say about the Eagles.
And
it pained me to even say that much.
I understand.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah, great shout out to Dave Logos, Eagles fan. You're right. He also is a is instrumental in keeping our heads above water and keeping the show going through the hard days of the early 5 days a week, 2 hours a day of live broadcasting that we did for over a year. Whew, that was brutal. It's a little easier to do the show now than it was at the start, but it was good training. But hey, the Titans, by the way, before we go, my Titans, the Tennessee Titans, we're going to rename them. We're going to cut their hair, lose all their power.
Okay.
Boy, we're wild card now. I mean, just can't do anything. Falling apart.
Yeah.
It stinks. They're horrible.
Still open. The playoffs are getting closer, but the picture is getting a bit brighter, too. But in the AFC, where the Titans are playing, a little bit more open. There's some teams that still – I mean, I think Denver still has a chance, and Denver has been terrible this year, although they won yesterday. But
maybe they can get Tebow back.
Yeah, we'll get Earl on again. We'll get Earl on again to talk about the NFL playoffs. Whether or not he can talk about the Redskins, it's painful, so he may just have to paint the picture about the NFL playoffs. But, we'll see if we can get Earl on maybe this week or next week.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You think?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Sure. Okay.
And hello, by the way, right. Azalea Hospitality, Azalea House. Hello, boys. Hello, Marcus and Billy and everybody down there. They've invited us, by the way. They own some homes in Augusta, as well as the hospitality, to come over, use the house, go play Palmetto and Augusta Country Club and just on them. So how nice is that? Road trip?
Nice.
I'll pick you up at the Atlanta airport.
At some point, we could do like a contest on our show and have like, you know, 4 or 5 listeners win a trip to go do that with us sometime and stay at the house in
Augusta.
And
we could play. Do that.
We can't play one particular course in Augusta, but we can play some other really, really sweet courses all around there.
Not
right?
necessarily. We could. There's a chance. Well, we know a few folks.
We're jumping a fence. Really? Oh, we know somebody? Oh, okay.
We're jumping the wall. We're jumping the wall.
We can't promise that you're going to play all 18, but we might get one or two in before they catch us.
Yeah, really.
That's our goal. Did you play Augusta? Oh, yeah, we played Augusta.
We played 3 holes before the
– back into the woods.
Yeah. Well, get a good bail bonds, man. Yeah, we'll just jump over the wall. Go play Augusta National.
So,
and it's really fun. Anyway, it's really fun. By the way,
contest, maybe.
By the way, I came in second in the tournament in Santee. I was beaten, by the way, by – a fellow who lives in Aiken, and he's retired, but he caddies at the National every once in a while just for fun. Had game. Those boys had game. They play Augusta a lot. So
I'll bet.
Oh, man. It was,
I'll bet.
But he only beat us by one stroke, so there. There you go. One stinking stroke.
Good. So there. All right.
Okay.
Play the music.
I don't want to play the music.
We got to go.
I want to just ramble. Okay. Let's just ramble more. Yeah.
Good. You just keep going. I'll fade myself out. You keep talking. Hey, we're done for the show. Thanks so much to Taryn Schaefer with PJTour.com for joining us. We appreciate it. Thanks to all of you for listening as well. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.